Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
1009 WGN, John Williams, good morning. So this is the last week before Christmas. I got this text message from Lou Manfredini, our Mr. Fix-It, friend of many in Chicago. He sent me a note this morning. I said, Lou, I want you to come on the show. Lou's traveling, so he couldn't be on with us. So he sent me a text. He says, read this on the radio. This is the way Lou operates. It says, I've known John Williams for a very long time. He's an excellent radio host. He's lousy at raising money. In spite of that, we can all contribute to the Salvation Army and their wide-ranging efforts to help those in need. Feel good this holiday season knowing you played a part in helping to fund their mission. God bless you all, said Lou Manfredini. And then he mentioned to me that Edgebrook Ace and Villa Park Ace Hardware Stores, those are the Manfredini stores, Edgebrook Ace and Villa Park Ace Hardware Stores, will match every donation in this half hour up to $500. So if you call that number right now, 773-205-3255, and you give $25, Lou will give $25. If you give $50, he'll give $100. If you give $7, he'll give $4. You know how that works. We are at $8,649 right now on our way, oh boy, to $35,000. I can't imagine. But that's our goal. We're at $8,649. And if you make a donation right now, as long as Lou's $500 lasts, he'll double your money. Thank you for that, Lou. The number to call is 773-205-3255. And if you swing through the Edgebrook Ace or Villa Park Ace Hardware stores, and you should, tell them thank you from all of us at WGN and the Salvation Army. 773-205-3255. You can call that number right now. Barry Swanson is the commissioner of the Salvation Army in Chicago. Barry, welcome to the show.
Good morning, John. Glad to be with you.
Well, I hope we can get our goal. What do you think?
I think we can.
I don't. I think it's impossible. It's too much to ask. But but you have faith, don't you, sir?
I have faith in the good listeners of WGN and the good people of Chicago.
You are a man of faith and service. I asked you off the air, if we raise this money, it'll go into the Salvation Army's, I presume, general fund. What's the most pressing use of the money that we're going to raise for you today?
Well, always at Christmas time, we're aware of the tremendous needs that the homeless families have around the city. So many complications about getting into affordable housing and domestic problems that beset people, and they find themselves, some folks are chronically homeless, we know that, we try to help them, but many people are temporarily homeless, and they're just without a place to go and a place to stay. And
do you serve both of those communities?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We've got our mobile outreach program that is constantly on the street every day, serving up to 800 meals a day to those who are literally no place to go. And we try to reach out to them and bring them into the homeless shelter system. That's available for all the residents of Chicago.
We talked to Warren about that a couple weeks ago. Warren Peeler, if that's the same program we're talking about, he's the guy, isn't he, in the canteen driving around serving food to people?
He's the man on the street, yeah.
What a great story he was. I'm going to check in with him in a little bit here. Okay, 773-205-3255. Bob Coyne is on the sales team at WGN Radio, and he's sort of the point man at WGN between us and you guys. Bob is sitting right here. Hi, Mr. Coyne. How are you?
Hi, John.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays to you.
So this is your baby, big boy.
It's an honor. It's an honor.
$35,000? Can we do that?
Yes. Yes, I have faith.
No, we can't. It's impossible. I mean,
we're on our way.
We're at $7,000. We need $28,000 in the next 2 hours. That's $14,000 an hour. That's $7,000 a half hour. That's $35,000. To me, that seems like a lot.
I think we'll do it, John. There's a lot of generous people in Chicagoland, and they know that the importance of the Salvation Army as a safety net for all of us is there, and it's that important, and I think we'll get it.
That's a good way to put it. It's a safety net. Like, we could talk about the chronically poor, but who knows when their house burns down, or they lose their job, or there's some tragedy in their life.
that they may find themselves a recipient to Salvation Army services.
Absolutely. And you know, so many folks just don't have a cushion financially to fall back on. And
especially
anything that disrupts that, you know, that weekly check or that monthly check, whatever, I mean, they are really at wit's end.
Well, do you hear that, Commissioner? Just people sometimes come to the Army and go, I can't believe I'm here.
Absolutely. And sometimes they're reluctant to come to us, and we try to assure them that some situations are beyond anybody's control, and we just, with all grace and compassion, we're just there to help anybody who might be in need at that moment.
So your phone dings, is that right, Bob, whenever we get a donation?
I am the keeper of the kettle, yes, and I have been seeing the kettle being hit every couple of minutes at the moment, and it's just exciting to see all the donations and the names and the people and friends of WGN and generosity out there, and it's exciting to be a part of it.
Well, you know, isn't that the truth? Forget our goal, and if you could for just a moment, forget where it's going, the Salvation Army, the people that do the most good. I think it's fun to be part of this giving community right now. We're all on the same team. We're all together. And boy, is it going to the right place. And the number to call is 773-205-3255. Or you can make a donation online, WGNradio.com, on the John Williams page. Lou Manfredini's Ace Hardware Stores in Chicago are matching up to $500 raised in this half hour every donation. So if you give $20, they're going to give $20. That's $40. Hello? You can call that number right now and take advantage of the generosity of Lou Manfredini's Ace Hardware Stores. It's 10:15. Let's see where we are. Last check, we were at 8,600. It's 10:18. Bob is just, what are you showing me there, Bob?
This is my inbox, and it's the last six emails are from Salvation Army, Kettle, Carrie made a donation, Roberta made a donation, James made a donation, Barbara made a donation, Jane made a donation.
Go slower with those names. I like to hear those names. Thank you, Roberta. Thank you, James.
Right.
Thank you for all of those of you calling in on our Salvation Army holiday hoo-ha. That's its official name here. 773-205-3255. Salvation Army does the most good all year long. All year long. You know that. We say that every year. But think about that. January, February, March, all year long, at all hours of the day, they're out rendering services, maybe to you or me someday, but certainly to people who are chronically homeless, chronically dependent upon alcohol or drugs, who have a whole host of problems. So they're intermediate for some people, and they're more long-term than any of us would like for others. But they are there doing the work you and I don't want to do, can't do. That's what the Salvation Army does. So we're raising some money to help them do that all year long in Chicago. And the number is 773-205-3255. You can call that number right now. Producer Elif, where are we, by the way? Last we checked, we were just over $8,000. Where are we now, please?
We're now at $9,761. That's wrong.
$671 on our way to 35K, I hope. Remember, the Ace Hardware Stores that Lou Manfredini runs, Edgebrook Ace and Villa Park Ace Hardware, you make a donation, they match your donation. Up to $500 from them comes from you too. That's doubling your money. 773-205-3255. Barry Swanson's the commissioner of the Salvation Army in the Metro Division of Chicago. Is that correct?
I am. I'm proud to be the divisional commander, and I love serving the city in which I was born.
Oh, no kidding. Long time. Have you lived here your whole life?
Off and on. As a Salvation Army officer, I've moved in a lot of different locations around the country and even internationally, but this is where I was born and raised, and love being back here now.
I was a military brat, so I guess if you're a military family member in the Army, they move you around too, huh?
We have something in common. Our family, for my wife and I, we've moved in a lot of different places around the Midwest, and our kids grew up in a lot of places, yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting way to see the world. And you doing service as you go. By the way, one of your colleagues, Jackie Rockhead, is... where are you, Jackie? You're at the call-in center. Is that correct?
That's correct. I'm here at the headquarters, and our phones are ringing like crazy.
What kind of donations are you getting? What kind of people are you hearing from?
Well, we're getting all sorts of donations, and people are saying, you know, they've talked about military service, and folks have gone through our alcohol and rehabilitation programs. So, you know, we really appreciate you bringing these stories to the public and so many people donating. This is great.
That's nice. So people who've received the services are now giving back too, huh?
Absolutely. That's what we find a lot.
Would you agree with that, Barry, that people who were recipients, when they're back on their feet, are happy to make a donation?
Absolutely. We, in my Salvation Army uniform, as I travel around by plane or whatever, I have been approached more times than I can ever recall of people who have just said thank you to me as a representative of the Salvation Army as an organization. And they recount some situation in their life where they were either homeless or perhaps they were suffering from addiction, and they went through one of our rehab programs, and they just literally say thank you for saving my life. And I oftentimes don't know who that person is, where that person's from. I don't know their backstory fully, but they just used that moment in a public place to say thank you and God bless you. And I'm privileged to receive many of those encounters.
The number that Jackie is manning with her colleagues over there is 773-205-3255. By the way, Jackie, can I give you this little bit of extra homework to do right now?
Shoot.
Okay, so Lou Malnati's said that for the next $400 donations, they'll give those people $50 Lou Malnati's Taste of Chicago gift cards. So if you call right now, 773-205-3255, make a $100 donation, you get $50 Taste of Chicago from Lou Malnati's. If you do the math, you're coming out almost even on that, or at least halfway there. So will you watch the phones? The next four donations, $100. Jackie, I'm going to hang up on you. I'll let you monitor this. But get the names of the next four $100 donations. We'll get a $50 Lou Malnati's gift card, okay?
Beautiful. Thank you. And thank you to the Malnati's. They're fabulous.
By the way, Warren Peeler's on the phone. Hey, Warren, it's John Williams. Welcome back to the show. How are you? Good morning.
I'm doing okay. How about yourself, sir?
I'm doing real well. What do you do, Warren? What do you do for the Salvation Army?
Well, I work for a mobile outreach unit. I serve soup out the window with juice and water and bread. And, you know, I see a lot of people that's homeless in the streets. You know, just that bowl of soup goes out that window. You know, it helps a lot of people to understand, you know, I treat them like, you know, like the human beings I'm supposed to be treated. We have counselors on the rig, stuff like that. It's called a chaser-mobile, where they got caseworkers and case aides to, you know, get them their license, get them their birth certificates, and things like that. It's a real big unit, and I enjoy doing this. I've been doing this unit now for about about 12 years now.
Were you on the receiving end of that unit once upon a time?
I was on the receiving end of this unit. I was I was homeless in the streets and things like that for about a couple of years until I met the Salvation Army back in 2001. I was scared to death. It was darkness. It was dreary. I didn't think nobody cared about me at all until I met the Army. And then, you know, they took me in. I was, like I said, I was scared. It took me a while to get really set down and really get to see what was going on with Warren. I like being clean and sober because it gave me, Salvation Army gave me 17 years clean and sober.
Yeah, Warren Peeler now is a great guy. I mean, we've enjoyed your company. You're a hard worker, and you've been out. Have you been out on the streets today doing the business of the Army?
Matter of fact, I'm right in the truck right now talking to you while we're on air right now.
So are you driving somewhere, or are you parked and people are getting...
We had our first stop right now. I have my driver be serving the soup while I'm talking to you guys on the radio.
Where are you? Here. What location?
What location we at, big bro? Ashland and Courtway. At Courtway. Ashland and Courtway, right under the bridge.
Yeah, that's where those people congregate a lot of times.
We got a couple of tents. I got a couple of guys who are going to come and get some soup now. Look like they're coming over. My driver's going to serve them now.
Go do that, Warren, and God bless you. Keep up the good work, all right?
You know I will, sir. God bless you guys.
So that's Warren Peeler. If you make a donation, helps guys like him fill that soup kettle. By the way, it's a charity, but they don't get the soup for free, right? The Army has costs, expenses, right, Barry?
Absolutely. We do really quality service. I've served in many different places within the Salvation Army over the years, and when I see what we're doing here in Chicago, I'm really proud of the quality of our work. And every day we try to do whatever people need, we try to do it to the very best of our ability. You know, we've coined this phrase to describe our campaign this year, the fight is now. And there's just a sense of urgency with that. I mean, for some people, there is no tomorrow if we're not there for them today.
Bob Coyne on our sales staff has been spearheading this effort for the Salvation Army at WGN. His phone dings every time we get a donation. Is a ding in there, Mr. Coyne?
Yes, it's solid Salvation Army donations right now. Yes, thank you, everyone.
Well, let's see where we are then. After the news, you keep calling that number now, 773-205-3255. Or go to the John Williams page at WGNradio.com. Make your donation. Thank you very much to the Ace Hardware stores in Edgebrook and in Villa Park. Lou Manfredini did the match this half hour. I think you can still get in under the gun. It's 1027. We're doing that till 1030. Call now. This is WGN. This is John Williams. If you're just joining us, we're taking the time between now and noon to do something remarkable together. We need you to be part of it. We're telling you a little bit about some of the stories in the Chicago area of people who've used Salvation Army services, and we're hearing from folks that are given to the Salvation Army today, too. So between now and 12 noon, our goal is a laughable $35,000. David Hochberg just strolled into the studio.
We're going to raise it to 50, John. I mean, 35 is a joke.
Stop talking.
We got 8 million people in Chicago. We can't raise 50 grand. We should be ashamed of ourselves. Bob Coyne just fell off his chair at WGN, the sales rep.
But, he's been spearheading this effort for the radio station, and he gets the messages when somebody makes a donation. So what are you reading there, Bob?
Well, I have just a solid list of donators. Robert, thank you for your $100.
Wow.
Stephanie, thank you for your $100.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Mary, $25.50. I think she covered the cost of the donation.
Mary gave $2,500?
$25.50. Mary gave $40. We'll take it. Julie gave $100. Lorraine gave $1,000. Sally, $100. Thank you, guys. And they just keep coming. Thank you so much.
Here's the number to call, 773-205-3255, 773-205-3255. And people are standing by, actually picking up the phone. Oh, is that Mike Lindell? Is that Mike Lindell from MyPillow on line 5? All right, let's put him on the air. Against sometimes my better judgment. Hello, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on there?
So Mike Lindell is the owner, operator, president, inventor of MyPillow and all of the MyPillow products. He is a great supporter of the Salvation Army and, as you know, a regular advertiser on WGN. Where are you today, Mike?
I'm actually in Minnesota. I live here, but I think I only spend about 3 days a month here.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm around so much, yeah.
Well, I sent you a text 2 days ago. I said, Mike, will you jump on the air with us? You said yes. I said, well, can you talk to me off the air about it right now? And you sent me a text back that said, I can't talk now. I'm walking into the White House, which, you know, is just not the sort of text you get every day from somebody. But that's where you were, huh?
Yeah, that's where I was. It was the White House Christmas. And then I actually ran into Bill Barr, and we talked to him for 20 minutes, the attorney general. It was really it's surreal. This is the second time I've been invited.
It's surreal. I mean, it is. Here you were, a man who himself was the recipient of Salvation Army services. You were down and out. You were on the street once in your life. And then lo and behold, now you've got this successful company. You're hobnobbing with the people in Washington, D.C. You're a great story for the Army, Mike.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey. The Salvation Army, like I say, is one of the best. It's one of the best places for help and for treatment for addiction that there is on the planet. And they started before anyone else did, back in the 1886, I believe. I believe in them so much. You know, I was a crack addict. I even had an intervention done by drug dealers.
You're in bad shape when the drug dealers say, we've got to get you off this stuff.
Drug dealers want you to quit. Yeah. But they said to me back then, after they cut me off, they said, I couldn't get crack in the streets anywhere. I'd been up for 14 days. I came upstairs, and the one dealer says, he goes, give me that. Give me your phone. I'm going to take your picture. He says, you've been telling us for years you're going to quit someday, and you're going to come back and help us. And that pill is just a platform for God, and you're going to come back and help us all out of addiction, and we're not going to let you die on us. And that was prophetic. It ended up coming true. But when I did quit, I ended up going to I've done so much with the Salvation Army. I can't tell people how much of all the help out there that I think it's number one. I mean, that's my opinion.
Well, let's do
I don't
this.
Think there's a better. Let's put
your money where my mouth is. So how much are you going to match for our kettle here, Mike?
I'll put $5,000. I'll match that.
Okay, so this is what this means now. Let's make sure we're clear. You'll donate $5,000 if I can get $5,000. If I get $100, you'll donate $100. You're going to match every donation I get up to $5,000. Is that right?
That's absolutely right.
Okay.
So let's get on it.
All right, Mike, I'm putting you on hold. $5,000, correct?
Yep.
All right. Talk to my producer, Elif, one more time off the air. Make sure we get your credit card number, your shoe size, where you live. We're going to track you down and get that money.
And Mike from the sales department, you have towels now, too, don't you, Mike?
Jeez, of course you would plug
They're the best towels. You know, towels, how they feel soft and lotiony in the store.
Hey,
you
buy a commercial. Actually,
Thank
he does.
Mike,
hold on. Talk to producer, Elif. Merry Christmas, sir.
Right on. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
All right, Hochberg. So now...
So that $5,000, which is basically $10,000.
Well, if I can get $5,000,
Let's stop thinking so. For the love of you stick to the radio because sales is not your forte. Here's the deal: when we hit $10,000, it's going to feed 400 families, right? Because 400 families are going to be able to have the holiday dinner box project that the Salvation Army's got going on. Right. So here's what I want everybody to think about: you know, you're going to be going to a holiday dinner. You're going to be nice and warm. You're going to be going. You're going to have your macaroni. You're going to have all this stuff. Salvation Army puts together for 200 families, 5 G's, puts together for 200 families the following: chicken or turkey, cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes, gravy, macaroni, cheese, stuffing, green beans and corn, yams, biscuit, cake, and brownie mix. It's basically a holiday meal in a box. And that's what $10,000, which we're going to raise right now, is going to go feed 400 families who would otherwise not be able to celebrate the holiday.
Barry, were you aware of this?
Yeah, I'm quite aware of that. And we've been working on that project for weeks now. We've had a whole team of volunteers coming together to make sure that this is ready to roll. And now we've got to pay for it.
Yeah. No, so I think that's the point we made earlier. You think of the Salvation Army as charity,
right?
But they don't get the stuff for free. They have real costs.
Sure.
Of course they do. It's a multi-million dollar project, and it's lean. So if you give right now $100, it's $200, courtesy of Mike Lindell and the people at MyPillow. $5,000. Let's not leave any of that money on the table, right?
Let's get it done.
Very generous.
Is your phone binging there, Bob Coyne?
Oh, yes, it is. Yes. Solid Salvation Army donations.
We're going to be doing a Blackhawks tickets giveaway because Team Hochberg's donating 2 suites, by the way.
How about that? We did this last year. What's the threshold going to be for that?
I don't know. We got to talk about it during the next break.
If you give $50, David Hochberg will give you the suite.
No, $50 is way too low.
Can I thank one person here? Mark gave us $372.30.
I love these sort of random numbers, right? The $21 and your $25 and 50 cents or whatever. You know, really, I think I am as touched by the $50 and the $5 and the $7 donation as I am the one that's $1,000.
Sure.
And I know you feel the same way. If you want to be part of this giving community today, between now and noon, can we get to $35,000 is the big question.
We're going to get to 50, John, for the love of God.
I do not want to even put that in front of anybody.
It's already out there. It's 50 grand. You know, we got an hour and 19 minutes, no pressure.
Yeah, and we were at $8,000, $12,000. What was our last number, Barry? Do you remember? Was it
12-2, I think.
12-2. You would remember that. It's funny how that works out. Here's the number to call, 773-205-3255. Or you can go online, WGNRadio.com, on the John Williams page. The link's right there. So if you're in front of a browser, just go to WGNRadio.com, the John Williams page, or call 773-205-3255. And let's see if we can't get that goal. Remember, if you make a donation now, as long as Mike Lindell's $5,000 lasts, your donation is doubled. If you give $100, you're giving $200 right now. I love the feel of that. Bob, why are you looking at your phone? What are you reading?
Well, I'm just reading the services that Salvation Army has. If somebody needs a warm bed, if they need a meal, a counselor, an alcohol rehab, a food pantry, it's 2 miles away from where I'm sitting right now. And in the Chicagoland area, they have several centers that you can go to. The Shield of Hope is the first place that you can be taken into. If you know someone that needs help, that's on the street, that's freezing, you can contact Chicago Harbor Light, Salvation Army. Army office at 825 North Christiana Street, and that's where Shield of Hope is, and they will take people in and give them a warm meal and a little counseling. So it's out there. If you know somebody that needs some help, get them some help.
What are you looking at, David?
I'm looking at some other numbers that I was provided to me by the Salvation Army. I want everybody to think about this. Everybody knows Soldier Field seats about 60-some thousand people. Salvation Army fed.
All of them unhappy, by all the way. Keep going.
It's some form of unhappiness at all times. The Salvation Army served, ready for this, 612,980 nutritious meals last year to needy folks, which fills up Soldier Field basically 10 times.
Okay. It's 10:43. Stay right there. Give me more of that. I want to hear that. Now, tell us where we are on our goal after this. Still kind of tickled that Mike Lindell from MyPillow said I'll give $5,000 to our virtual kettle if we can raise $5,000. He'll give four if we give four. He'll give three if we give three. So if you make a donation right now, 773-205-3255. MyPillow will double it. Let Eli's Cheesecake do your holiday baking. Chicago legend since 1980. Try their original plain cheesecake or a holiday favorite like peppermint bark or cheesecake dippers. Frozen cheesecake on a stick dressed for the holidays. Hand-dipped in chocolate and decorated with green for Christmas or blue for Hanukkah chocolate drizzle. Order by 11 a.m. on December 19th. I'm pretty sure today is the 18th. This is your last full day with priority shipping for Christmas and Hanukkah delivery. Shop EliCheesecake.com or call 1-800-ELI-CAKE or visit their Northwest Chicago store at 6701 West Forest Preserve Drive. Happy holidays from Eli's. It's 10:46. Producer Olive, where are we right now, please, in our goal? Last we heard from you, I think you said 12,000, or no, I think it was Jackie on the phone that said 12,000. Where are we now, Ella?
We are now at $15,673.
$15,673. All right. Seahawk, I told you. This is going to be very... This is a heavy lift.
All right, so here's the deal. We have seven pairs of tickets, John. In the Team Hochberg Center Ice Suite, which you just went to a game on Sunday.
Center Ice, right above the center line. There you are looking down at all of the glory of a Blackhawks game.
Great game. Hat trick.
And they always score 5 goals when we give out the suite.
That's right. So the good news is the two teams that they're playing suck. Okay, one of them is...
Barry, I'm sorry you had to hear
sorry,
that.
Barry. It's a fact. December 23rd against the New Jersey Devils, who are tanking. They just traded their best player to the Coyotes. 7:30, it's a Monday. What a great way to spend a holiday.
Families in town,
Team Hochberg Suite, Center Ice. You were there. It's an amazing suite. Forget about it. So I've got 7 sets, 2 tickets each. Full dessert cart. I'm loading it up with food. Of course, the mac and cheese, because everybody loves the mac and cheese. Number one thing on the menu. We'll have hot dogs. We'll have popcorn. We'll have beer, soda, everything. Fully stocked. 2 G's a pair.
Okay. So if I give $2,000 to the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign online at WGNradio.com or by calling the number I'm going to give, I get 2 seats and...
Hang on. I'm not done yet. But here. There's also the game on January 5th against the Red Wings, which we know the Red Wings suck because the Red Wings suck because everybody hates the Red Wings. So Detroit sucks. It's a popular chair at the Blackhawks game. So we're giving away 14 pairs, right? Do the math. It's $28,000. All right, so we're gonna zap Mike Zandell. Mike, what? Who? Mike
Lindell.
Lindell. We're gonna take his money right away. So here's what you got to do, right? First come, first serve. So if you go online right now, 2 G's. You get first shot at what ticket you want. You right? Okay.
Correct.
Coin.
Correct. We have a record.
Okay. You're keeping track. So we got 7 sets, full boat, center ice, beautiful tickets. I want to thank WGN for donating a pair. I want to thank the Blackhawks for donating a pair. So that's how we got to 7. I'm hosting the Red Wings game. Another one of my guys are hosting the Devils game. Monday, the 23rd.
I wonder if that'll factor into the game.
It's probably going to reduce the value of the tickets for the Red Wings, which I fully understand. And then the first 3 people for each game get a free parking pass as well.
Okay.
So there you go.
So... The Devils.
Try to sum that up. I can't do it.
December 23rd or the Red Wings on January 5th. a pair of tickets for you in your lap when you make a $2,000 donation to our virtual kettle. Go to the WGN radio station website, WGNradio.com, on the John Williams page. If you donate $2,000 right now, Hochberg gives you your choice of the Red Wings or the Devils game. And if you do it first three people get the parking pass as well. And it's a beautiful view. Heck, and it's stocked. And it's memorable if you have not done a Blackhawks game this way. You know hockey, don't you, Barry?
I know a little bit about it, yep.
Yeah, he was raised his eyes when he saw that we're giving away Red Wings tickets, too. That's a hot ticket. That's
hot ticket.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody hates the Red Wings, except the people in Detroit.
Okay, so, yeah, and by the way, Mike Lindell, $5,000. Thank you, Mike. Matching your donation. So there's just a couple of reasons for you to give as much or as little as you can. What's your phone look like, Bob Coyne?
Solid Salvation Army donators.
Bob gets a ding from... Every time somebody makes a donation, Bob Coyne in our sales department's phone dings. He's kind of manning this for us. So you got some names and some numbers there for us, Bob?
I do. I'm looking for the 2,000, the first 2,000. Sue made a donation. Thank you, Sue, for your $100.
So it's one of the tickets. Wait. So we don't have a $2,000 donation that's coming yet.
Kathleen, $102.
Thank you, Kathleen.
So much. Yeah, and Judy made a donation, $102. Patricia made a donation, $50.
Thank you, Patricia.
Rita made a donation, $10.
I knew Rita would come through.
Richard, $25.
My boy, Rich. That's, yep. By the way, 25 is 50. 10 is 20. Carol. Your $100 donation becomes $200.
That's right.
By the way, Barry, you know, all of this numbers notwithstanding, you were talking to me a little bit about some of the people and services behind the scenes. What was that all about?
Well, we must not forget that there is need that goes really, really deep throughout the city, you know, throughout any community. When we're, you know, facing Christmas time, hunger and homelessness is kind of out there in front. We're more aware of it at that time of the year. But the Salvation Army has programs. We're serving people throughout the year. One of our great programs is Fatherhood in Action. It's a mentoring program that we're working with some of the more challenged communities throughout the city. And, you know, so many boys are growing up without dads in the home, without that father figure. And so we've got a great mentoring program that is available to those individuals. And we're seeing over 800 young men have come through that program. And some of it's done in the prison, and some of it's done in the local community.
One of those men was sitting in that seat earlier this week. And what a story. He had been incarcerated for 90 days. He hadn't been a good father while he was in jail, and he wasn't a good father before he went to jail. And he looked to be such a changed person. He said, yeah, I get it now. I wasn't doing my part. I was mad at my wife. He'd been divorced. I wasn't good for my kids. And it's weird to think that people need help being a father, being a good father figure. But if we want that cycle to end, we need to do it one guy at a time. And he was singing that song. He was a great representative for that program.
These are the kind of things that change a trajectory of a person's life. And not only that life, but also future generations of families.
Absolutely.
It's a big deal.
The point that he made. Elif said, you got to take a break. Take a break? No. Go to Ray. Is that Ray on line 7? Roy. Oh, no kidding. Oh, this is, hey, Hawk, Roy Spencer's on the
Roy
phone.
Spencer, how are you, buddy?
I'm great, John. How you doing?
Good. David Hochberg's here. Bob Coyne is, too, and from the Salvation Army. Barry is here as well. Swanson, he's the commander of the Salvation Army in these parts. How are you today, Roy?
I'm excellent. I'm actually down in Mexico today. Oh, brought the family down for an early Christmas present, so we were celebrating down here and on our way back. I'm sure you're warming things up for us.
David Hochberg told me you were on vacation. Roy Spencer's on the phone line from PermaSeal. And I said, well, let's leave the guy alone.
No, never. Never leave Roy alone. He works 24 hours.
If he's on vacation, maybe we ought to let him enjoy a little getaway in Mexico and not bother him.
No.
So this is Hochberg's idea, Roy. I'm sorry to bother you on your trip away.
No, this is a pleasure and honor. Honestly, this time of year, we've had a great year at PermaSeal. We like to support our local community. So at PermaSeal, we have a minimum. We give back 10% of our profits to the community, both local, national, global, even, and get to good causes. And Salvation Army is certainly one of those. So happy to help out your cause. And you've got this annual drive you do, which is awesome. And so proud to be part of the Hochberg team. As you know, we're going to
be a part of David's network on his new show there.
Saturday mornings, yeah.
New show. So, yeah, it's nice to tie it all together, you know, good people helping people as we do with the WGN family, right?
Well, I've always been impressed not only with your business, because I've been a customer before, but also with your sense of community. I think it sounds cliche for some of these companies to say it, but you guys quietly walk that walk all the time. They are always giving back. So you're in for $1,000 as another match. Is that correct, Roy?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm glad to do it. And, yeah, representing our tribe, our company, we're, like I say, that's who we are. That's who our tribal members, our employees, as we call them. We all do that, and we try to do it every day, and delivering healthy homes and dry basements to our clients and giving them superior service. So this is just another way of making the world a better place for us.
That's literally what they want to do, make the world a better place, one dry basement at a time. Okay, Roy Spencer, go back to your vacation. I'm sorry that we had to bother you, but I really appreciate your picking up the phone.
No, total pleasure, John. And good luck to your drive. I'm sure you're going to knock it out of the park. So thanks for calling.
Roy Spencer, from PermaSeal. You got to leave those people alone. He's sitting there with his wife and his family. They're trying to have a nice time.
He's planning out next year. I sent an email out to all the sponsors of the show last year. So special shout out to MegaPros, Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement. Also donated. Ray Kaplan is going to be a sponsor of the show. She donated. Donna Sattler, Remax at Home. And Jill Van Riet is our realtor out in the western suburbs. Also donated. So special thanks to all those. And all those individuals will be on the show on Saturday morning coming up January 4th.
Okay, our goal is $35,000. Last we checked, we were, what was the number, Elif? Where were we about last time that you popped on the air there?
We had 15,673, and now we have 17,192.
Okay, guys, we're only going to do this for one more hour. We do it once a year, and our goal is 35,000. We are almost exactly halfway there. Can you call right now? 773-205-3255, or the John Williams page at WGNRadio.com. It is 10:59. This is WGN Radio, the number to call for our little Salvation Army holiday hoo-ha. One more hour. Can we get to 35,000? We can if you call 773-205-3255. By the way, if you are donating that $2,000 amount to get the suite tickets for the Blackhawks game, you need to call the number 773-205-3255. We just hit our halfway mark. Let's see how we're doing after the news. Hey, how are you? 11:08. This is WGN Radio. John Williams here, weekdays from 9 to noon. So I'm on the air for 52 more minutes. It's 11:08, and then we send it over to the business lunch. Our goal today is to, by noon, when I sign off, be at $35,000 for the Salvation Army. You can make a donation right now by calling 773-205-3255. The divisional commander for the Salvation Army, Barry Swanson's in our studio. Good morning, Barry. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. And on this cold, wintry day in downtown Chicago, we can really feel the love with people calling in and making their donations, making their pledges. And on behalf of the Salvation Army and the people that we're serving, a big thank you to everybody.
Bob Coyne's from our sales department. Bob, all year long, spearheads the Salvation Army efforts at this radio station. So Bob's hooked up his phone to the kettle to see how we're doing. You can go to WGNRadio.com on the John Williams page. You can make a donation right now. There's a link there. Maybe it's easier to pick up your phone, 773-205-3255. What are you reading, Bob? You got a smile on your face.
The amounts are fun. Annette gave $50. Susan gave $100. Darlene, there was one I was just looking at. It was like $372.27 or something. David, everybody's contributing. We really appreciate it. And keep them coming because we're just past halfway there. And
You had a notice from the Army that we had just passed our halfway mark,
right,
correct?
It was an electronic Salvation Army kettle automatic bullseye that said you've made it halfway.
Halfway, but we got to get the rest of the way between now and 12 noon. Sarah Tiemann is our promotions manager. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, John.
So what are you looking at there?
So I was scrolling through the donations, and one caught my eye from James Kranz, who is acknowledging that today is the angelversary for their daughter Isabella, and they lost her 7 years ago to her mental illness at the age of 15, and are donating $500 from her foundation, the Isa Kranz Foundation, in honor of their Isa. So keep up doing the good work.
Yeah, this gives you pause, doesn't it, to think of the reasons that people give or the need that is out there. I mean, this is fun. Let's have some fun here. Let's celebrate what the Army does, but know that there's some real lives out there that are being touched or affected by this, too.
Here's one, John. Tina gave a gift of $499.80. Thank you, Tina.
We'll take every bit of that, David Hochberg. Those are nice donations.
Those are great. I just want to give somebody another visual.
Okay.
The Salvation Army donated 32,878 bags of groceries. Picture the United Center. That's filling the United Center up 1.5 times. And then do this as well. They served 233,755 meals to the Chicago homeless population, which is filling up the United Center basically 10 times.
Well, did I see, Barry, there was a number like a million, I don't know, services or families, or it wouldn't be families, individuals that were touched by the Salvation Army over the course of a year?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, these numbers all add up when you think of all of the outreach that we're doing in terms of hunger, homelessness, and then our residential programs where we're, you know, feeding people every day and serving them every day. That number gets big real quick.
I don't know if that's something to celebrate or something to say, oh, no, let's see if we can get that number smaller. In a perfect world, you guys don't exist. You don't have to provide all of these services, but the need is there, isn't it?
It's always been there, and we're doing our best to alleviate it where we can.
Okay, so Producer Elif, we go to Jackie, or do we go to Mike first? We go to Jackie first. So this is Jackie Rachev, and she is one of the Salvation Army officers. Actually, are you an officer or are you a layperson, Jackie? What is your description over there at the Salvation Army?
I am a layperson. I could not do what our officers do. They are amazing.
Well, you amazing do a lot. People. You're the Director of Communications at the Metro Division. So you're at that call-in center,
773-205-3255.
What's going on over there?
We are busy, busy. All of our phone lines are full. If you call a busy signal or a voicemail, leave a message. We are going to definitely call you back. I'm adding 4 more phone lines. So we know we have, right? Isn't that great? We have so many wonderfully generous people, and we will make sure that we contact all of you.
So some of you are getting a busy signal right now. You can leave a message, but they're literally plugging more phones in to answer the overflow. Is that right?
That is correct. I have added 4 more phone lines.
Okay. Thanks to your staff for picking up the phone. Any other numbers or names or anything else you want to mention now, Jackie?
You know, Bob and Sarah mentioned the two highlights recently. You're over $20,000.
Wait a minute. What's
$15,000 to go?
How much do we have now?
Over 20.
What's the number you're looking at, Sarah?
$20,038.
$20,038. Okay.
Yep.
$35,000 is the goal. All right. Thank you, Jackie. Keep answering the phone over there.
Thank you.
773-205-3255. Looking for $35,000. By the way, Hochberg's got this suite at the Blackhawks for the Devils game on December 23rd. Or the Red Wings game on January 5th. You've always wanted to have a suite seat. You don't have a suite, do you? David Hochberg does. He's donated it for our purposes. And it comes with a parking pass, too. If you give $2,000 by calling that number, 773-205-3255, you and a friend are in the suite, fully stocked. The desserts, the beverages, the food, the hockey, the whole enchilada.
Yeah.
Okay. 773-205-3255. Let's do something to double your donations again. Mike Hanna is on a phone line. You know Dr. Mike because he's one of our fine sponsors. He's the guy at the Joint Relief Institute. Hey, Dr. Mike, how are you?
Hey, John. How are you? Happy to be here.
There's the voice of the Joint Relief Institute that I'm always talking about. I have to tell you, I think I have a nice reputation here at WGN Radio, but many people think of me as the knee guy. I'm not the radio guy anymore. I'm now the knee guy, Dr. Mike.
Yeah, we're helping a lot of people thanks to you, and thank you for spreading the word for us.
Yeah, well, that's what we do here. So tell me, by the way, just a quick commercial for you. What's this new stuff you got that you're excited about?
Oh, yeah. So there's been a very recent new study, John, that showed there's a new gel that it's the first gel in the world that has 40 months of pain relief in a approved study. So the FDA has just approved this gel, and Medicare and all the insurances are paying for it right now. We've tried it here, and I've heard people tell me like it feels like a super soft pill of Dawn inside their knee. It is giving us really great results.
Did he say 40 months?
In this cold weather, it is helping a lot of people. So, and it's the first gel in the world that has a 40-month trial.
40-month trial. Okay.
40 months.
Are you saying 40 months of relief is the expectation for
40
that?
Months of pain relief. Nothing in the world has this period of pain relief. 40 months of pain relief. Yeah, that is amazing.
And a repeated
treatment has more than a year of carryover effect. So it was amazing, yeah.
When we did this last year, you said, hey, I want to do one of those match things, right? So are you up for that again this year, Mike?
Yeah, I'm very, very happy to. John, I can't tell you how much we're proud of you here for leveraging your reputation and the love of your listeners to help this great cause.
Okay, so $1,000 from the Joint Relief Institute. If I call right now, will you double that donation?
Absolutely.
Up to $1,000 from the Joint Relief Institute. Very good. All right, Mike, continued success over there. We'll talk with you after the first of the year, but thanks for helping us out at Christmas, my friend.
My pleasure.
The Joint Relief Institute, Dr. Mike Hanna. Okay, 31, pardon me, I want to give our phone number, but I don't want you to call me. I want you to call the Salvation Army. Call Jackie and friends, 773-205-3255. Call that number right now, 773-205-3255. Your $10 is $20, your $50 is $100, your $1,000 is $2,000. Heck, if you give $2,000, David Hochberg puts you in that suite with him. Think about that.
That's worth at least $10,000.
For the Devils or the Red Wings games at the United Center. Call them right now. It's 11:20 on WGN. Holiday music, please, in 3, 2, 1. Woof. We do this once a year. Last year for about an hour and a half, 2 hours this year. And we're only 39 minutes away from wrapping up the annual John Williams Salvation Army hoo-ha. Barry Swanson's the divisional commander. He said, hoo-ha. That's what I call it, Barry.
So I hear. I like it.
Yeah. Bob Coyne is on our sales team and spearheads our efforts with the Army. What are you looking at now there, Mr.
Well,
Coyne?
We did get a $2,000 donation, and we thank Steve made that. And I think we're going to give him 4 tickets, right, David? And
Mr. Hochberg, what do you say?
Yeah, we're going to...
Let's give him 4 tickets.
Yeah, we're going to spur this on.
I don't want to say stingy, but what the heck? Let's give him 4 tickets for a $2,000 donation.
4 tickets, so from now to the end of the show.
If I give $2,000 to the Salvation Army virtual kettle that John Williams has...
It's 4 tickets. So basically, here's the deal. It's $500 a ticket. You can't go to a hockey game for $500 a ticket. You get the mac and cheese, you get the hot dogs, get the suite, you get the dessert cart, you get the popcorn. The popcorn's worth $500 in and of itself. The mac and cheese is worth at least $700. So you're going to get 4 tickets, center ice suite.
And parking passes.
And a parking pass, as long as parking passes, well, it's easier to get a parking pass now that we are doing four passes for 2G. So here's the deal.
It's face value, basically.
Thank you. It's face value. You're seeing a game. The New Jersey Devils, if you want to see the Blackhawks crush a team, the New Jersey Devils is a perfect team. They just traded their best player to the Coyotes. And then, you know, the Detroit Red Wings, everybody hates the Detroit Red Wings. Red Wings. It's a new team. It's an expansion team. But this year they're playing the Detroit Red Wings on January 5th. So you get 4 tickets for 2Gs and a parking pass.
If you call this number, 773-205-3255, and make that donation of $2,000, Hochberg gets you center ice with all of the snacks. Boy, think of the fun your family would have if you said, hey, guess what? We're going to the Black... Don't even tell them you got this. Just say, you know, they'll walk through the turnstile, and then they'll, hey, we're going to...
Go up the elevator.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Boss. And then... They go up the elevator. Ah,
right.
Wow, we're in Sweetville. And then you've got all of the groceries to boot. Okay,
and
that's for you.
Center ice. And you have to identify which game you want.
Okay, Red Wings or Devils. And it's on the 23rd or the 5th. They'll help you with that when you call 773-205-3255. Get a busy signal. You can leave a message or you can just keep calling.
a funny one, John. The real John Williams, who owns Affordable Tree Services, just asked me for the phone number so he could make a donation.
Attaboy. Affordable Tree Services. Thank you, sir. 773-205-3255. We just went through our last match, $1,000, from Roy Spencer and Mike Hanna. Those donations were all doubled that you made because of their $1,000 contributions. So now we need another $1,000 from somebody. Hey, Justin, are you there?
I am here, John.
Justin, is this Justin Bartley from Next Door and Window?
It is Justin, yes.
Hey, Justin, how are you? Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining us on our show today.
Same to you, and thanks very much for having me today.
How's business been at Next Door and Window? Pretty good, I hope, huh?
Business is wonderful. As long as we have these cold days, people are going to need new energy-efficient windows.
Yeah. The wind chill this morning was 8 degrees below zero, and I was unhappy about it. And there you were smiling, going, yeah, bring it on, right?
Well, we have to take advantage of it when we can.
Well, sure, it makes a difference. You guys put a window in our second bedroom, our guest room, and that was a room we did not use. I mean, when guests came over, we go, it's going to be freezing cold in there. We got a next-door window in there, and it just made that whole room prettier and so much more usable. It really does make a difference, Justin.
Well, we're really glad to hear that, John, and that's the idea, to make the home more efficient, more comfortable, you know, in the wintertime and in the summertime, and at the same time to make the room, make the home more beautiful.
What's the matter,
Hucker? So that's our goal.
I've got a marketing idea. Will you install bad windows into people's guest rooms so they could say it's really cold in there so they can have guests so people don't come?
Yeah.
For the is that a possibility as
After
well?
After my brother came over, we had them
we
changed
are up
out.
For that.
Okay. I'm just thinking.
You got $1,000 for me, Justin? Can we make a match out of you, sir?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We're happy to help out with the Salvation Army.
Thank All right, you. So here we go now. It's 11:25. We're only on for 34 more minutes. If you make a donation right now, Next Door and Window is going to double it up to $1,000. 25 is 50. If you give us $250 right now, $500 will go into our kettle at WGNradio.com. Thanks to Next Door and Window. All right, Justin. Thank you, sir. Merry Christmas. Thanks for helping us out today.
Thank you, John.
Happy holidays. There he goes.
I should get 10% for every one of those windows he sells that keeps people out.
The reverse kind?
Yeah, the reverse
ones.
Kind. Bad ones? Yeah. Just an idea.
Elif said we've got one more minute before we take our commercial break. Where are we on the total? Does anybody have a number on the total? Producer Elif does. Elif, where are we on our virtual kettle, please?
We are at 23,559.
Wow. Okay, that's a lot. We started at 7,000. We're 23,559. 23,5, but we need 9,000 some odd dollars more to get to our goal of 35,000. We need 10,000 more dollars
in a half hour.
Can we do it? Please. By the way, if you make a donation right now, it gets doubled. Call 773-205-3255. Wow, 11:33. Thank you, Steve Bertrand, and good morning to you. This is John Williams in our Skyline Studio, downtown Chicago. Beautiful day, and really one of my last days on the air here before I take a Christmas break. I'll be on tomorrow, but we wanted to make sure we gave you a chance today to fill our virtual kettle. So we've set as a personal goal $35,000, and today is the day we want to get to it. By going to WGNradio.com on the John Williams page, you can online make your donation or call this number 773-205-3255. Our goal, we started with $7,000 this morning. Elif, where are we on our virtual kettle now? We were at 7. We're trying to get to 35.
We are at $26,278.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good, gang. I like that.
Is that with Mike Lindell in there?
That is not include Mike Lindell yet. And some of the other donations that have been doubled, that is Mike Lindell, Dr. Mike Hanna. They said, hey, I'll give you some money too, but you've got to raise it on your own first. So they are the match sponsors. The next match is coming up in just a second, but if you call right now, you might get a busy signal. Keep calling. They will pick up the phone or you can leave a message.
Mike Bodart, who's a sponsor of Home Studio of Chicago from Lindemann Roofing. Lindemann Roofing. Lindemann Chimneys is donating $500 as well.
Thank you, Mike.
So thank Mike from Lindemann Chimney. Thank you, Mike, for that, buddy.
Those are good folks over there.
And can I thank Hearing Health Centers, John? Dr. Rana Fisher gave us $1,000. She has five locations across Chicagoland, and she has Walter Jacobson on her commercials.
Yeah, we know.
Has fitted Roger Daltrey of The Who with hearing aids. So thank you, Dr. Rana Fisher of HearingHealthCenter.com.
That's Bob Coyne from our sales department, and our promotions manager is Sarah Tiemann. What are you reading, Sarah?
Thank you to Megan Watson, who donated $2,000.
Going to a hockey game.
Oh, my gosh, that's a hockey fan. So if you give $2,000, you get the suite, the center ice suite at the United Center for your choice of games, December 23rd or January 5th.
Four tickets. Just before
Christmas or right after the new year, go see the Blackhawks play at the United Center. You've got four suite tickets with a fully stocked suite courtesy of David Hochberg. And what's the name of your company, by the way?
Team Hochberg.
Never heard of them.
Yep.
So you give $2,000 and then you get to four seats and you get a parking pass too, which, I'm sorry, to me, a parking pass is a very nice feature.
And it's a suite, if you see what I did there with that. Suite. Center ice suite. Got another one?
Yep.
Bingo!
Another $2,000 donation.
We do, from Craig Zamchek.
Awesome. I love that last name.
Have fun.
That's a hockey last name. Zamchek.
I went to a high school with a Zamchek.
I want to meet Mr. Zamchek. I want to meet all the Zamcheks.
I'm sure Zamcheks want to meet you, but thank you for that donation, David Hochberg. And thank you, Mike, for that donation. You're going to the hockey game.
Yeah, awesome.
I just want to say this, too. Barry Swanson's the divisional commander for the Salvation Army. He's listening to all of this. He's sitting right here. And as much silliness as we're giving you, he's the serious voice of the Salvation Army. And one of the amazing services that you guys provide, all my work with the Army over the years, I didn't know anything about this, is the human trafficking initiative that the Salvation Army has. One of your representatives was in our studio last week. That's an amazing program you have.
Yeah, we've really been looking at this issue nationally, but here in Chicago, we've got a great outreach program. Over 300 individuals have been touched by this program last year, and you know, typically it's an underage girl that finds themselves on the street and with no options other than to turn to a life of sexual trafficking, and it's just such a tragic situation. But our Stop It program is open, 24-hour drop-in center, 24-hour hotline, and we work with the authorities to bring these young ladies who are looking for a way out. We help them with shelter, food, clothing, toiletries, necessities, helping with identifying documents, birth certificate, that kind of thing, and medical, dental, mental health, legal services, education, employment, on and on and on, and it's fantastic.
Food, yep. Shelter, yep. Rehabilitative services, yep. Toys at Christmas, yeah, but think about that. So many of the things you and I don't even want to think about, the Army gets their hands in there. They're actually doing the heavy lifting. All we're asking you to do is lift up your fingers and call 773-205-3255. We need another match. Let's ask, is that Michelle on line 7? Hey, Michelle, it's John Williams. How are you? Good morning.
Hi, John. How are you? Good morning.
Michelle was in our studio the other day from Papa Nicholas.
I was.
What a fun story that is in Chicago, huh?
Absolutely.
You know, Chicago has their hockey team, and we've got beers that we say are our beers. Our coffee in Chicago is Papa Nicholas.
That's delicious.
It is.
Yeah, it's delicious.
It is. We're like the original coffee of Chicago, for sure.
I have a cup of it in front of me right now. Okay.
As do I.
And by the way, it was sure nice to meet the grandson, the, you know, heir apparent of the Papa Nicholas empire, if you will. Nick, yes. Right? Nick was in the studio
with us. Yeah, Nick, and his grandfather's name, who started Papa Nicholas Coffee Company, is also Nicholas Papa Nicholas. So he is really a walking legacy.
Let's do this. Can I get $1,000 from you guys to do a match
for
us? Okay.
Absolutely.
So if I give $25, you'll give $25?
Absolutely.
If I give $100, you give $100?
we'll give $100.
Up to $1,000, your donation gets doubled right now. Call 773-205-3255. Michelle, we'll talk again down the road. Merry Christmas, and thanks for helping us out.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Love the organization, and we're happy to.
Thank you.
That's awesome. And their coffee's delicious.
Hey, call now, 773-205-3255. Get a busy signal. Call again or leave a message. They will call you back. What's your number over there now, Elif? What are we looking at here on our... We're on our way to $35,000. Last we were at 20-something. We have 21 more minutes. You can go online, WGNradio.com, on the John Williams page.
We are now at $29,885.
Come on, you guys. Let's get there. Come on, we can do it.
But you're there. You're there with Lindell. You're there.
Let's see. Mike Lindell from MyPillow was on a little while ago.
We're going to go to 50.
Wait a minute. What's the number you're at, Elif?
I have 29,085.
29,085. Mike Lindell.
It's 34,085.
He gave 5,000, and that's not
We're
in
not
that
quite there
kettle
yet.
Yet. So you that's 34,085.
Push.
We need $1,000 more, and more than that, please. Heck, if you give right now, it's going to get double thanks to Papa Nicholas.
Budgets are made to be broken, right, David?
Yeah, listen, that was way too low, number one. Okay, 50 was the number from the beginning. 35 was just a fantasy. We still have a couple of hockey tickets available.
No, hold on. 35 was the number from the beginning.
Right.
50 was the fantasy.
No, well it's
going to
be...
You said it the other way around.
It's going to be the reality now.
50 is not important to
me. We've got to sell some more hockey games.
Okay, if you give... $2,000. Really, you think about this. If you take a family of four to a hockey game and you feed them and park them and have, and that's going to cost you several hundred dollars.
Forget about
it. If you give $2,000, David Hochberg gives you four tickets to the Blackhawks game of your choice in the center ice suite, fully stocked with the dessert cart and the beverages and the food coming. And the parking passes for the Red Wings on the 5th of January or just before Christmas. Surprise somebody and take him to the Devils game against the Blackhawks.
I will tell you this, an added benefit we haven't even talked about. The bathrooms are cleaner up on the suite level, and there's literally no waiting if you got to go to the bathroom. Right? Am I lying? It's 100% true.
I'm not sure that's worth $2,000, but I'm telling you that is.
And WGN is piped in.
Yes.
you hear John Weideman there taking your time. I want to introduce you guys, if you don't know Jim Christensen, because I met him the other day and I asked him to come back on our show. Hey, Jim, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning, Chad. How are you?
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, my friend. Are you good?
And you also. Yes, my friend. Very good. Very good. Every day is a good day.
Yeah, well, you said that last time. And why? What was the Salvation Army to you? Give me the 30-second elevator speech about how the Salvation Army touched you, Jim.
Oh, well, you know, I heard one of your interviewers say that there's a lot of people out there that have no tomorrow, and I was one of those people. And I've had 17 years of tomorrows because of the Salvation Army.
17 years of sobriety.
Yes, I was a crack cocaine addict, an alcoholic. I lost everything and had no hope. A person can't live without hope.
You had a job, and you had a family, yes. You had a wife. Everybody yes. liked you, and lo and behold, it all crashed and burned around you, and then everything went away.
Yes, sir. And thanks to the Salvation Army, they rescued me. I can't say enough about them. It's just such an awesome, and the people that work for Salvation have such a heart for other people.
What do you do
Doesn't
now?
No matter who you are.
What do you do now?
I own an Italian pizza restaurant.
Awesome.
What's the name of the restaurant?
Beggar's Pizza in Oak Lawn.
Beggar's Pizza in Oak Lawn. Yeah, he's got one of the beggars. I know. Everybody goes, oh, that's the good stuff. All right, so if I'm in Oak Lawn, I'm going to go to Beggar's Pizza. But I just wanted to say thank you for being such an honest interview for us the other day, because we're raising money for the Salvation Army. It's people like this guy on the phone whose lives get turned around. And some of them go into a program or have a buddy helping them out, and it doesn't work for them. The Salvation Army seems to have a special touch, don't they?
I've brought people there that I met along the way, and today some of them are sober. It's changed their life. It's been amazing. And again, like I said, they gave me back my tomorrow, and I just can't thank them enough for it. What an awesome, awesome organization.
We'll come see you in Oak Lawn, Jim. Congratulations. Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, sir. Merry Christmas.
All right, 1143. Listen, if you get a busy signal when you call that number, just go to WGNradio.com, John Williams page. You can make your donation there now. Ray Kaplan is a friend of ours. Hey, Ray, it's John Williams. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, John.
Hey, Ray, this is John. You're on the air.
Hey, John, how are you?
Good. I got just a minute, Ray, but this is Ray Kaplan from the Kaplan Law Firm. You hear her on WGN Radio quite often, actually. She's a financial relief expert for people who have student loans and wanted to be part of our big holiday hoo-ha. We have 14 minutes before this broadcast ends, Ray. Can we get you for $1,000 as well?
Absolutely. I was just telling Elif on the phone a couple minutes ago, we're actually going to do a $2,000 donation.
Woo. How about that? Okay,
one for you, one for Dave, you know.
See, it's good to have me in here, John. She's amazing. Wow. Anybody with student loans, she's phenomenal. I heard her on your show.
I know.
She's tremendous.
She really is amazing.
Thank you so much.
Well, she's got a really good staff, and they know this is all they do. It's not all they do, but I mean, it's their specialty.
She saved a buddy of mine over $200,000 in student loan payments. True fact, true story.
And some of the numbers are higher than that. Okay, so instead of up to $1,000, up to $2,000, you will give $2,000 if I can get $2,000. If I get $100, you'll give $100. We have a $2,000 match right now. Online, go to WGNradio.com on the John Williams page or call 773-205-3255. Merry Christmas, Ray. We'll be in touch.
Merry Christmas, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ray. All right, Sarah Thiemann, Promotions Manager, WGN Radio. I see you looking at your phone.
Mm-hmm. We are at 31,976.
31,976.
Plus five, plus another G note from Ray.
So that's 36,976 because of my pillows, 5,000 they gave. Then Ray just gave us 1,000. She gave us 2. That's 38. Joint Relief Institute gave us 1. That's $39,976.
Oh. Edward.
What's the matter?
Edward Ferraro.
Thank you, Edward.
$2,000 donation.
Ferraro's going to a hockey game. I got the Schlumbuckas and the Ferraras. All right. I can't wait.
Zomchek.
And the Zomcheks.
Oh, hey, I got an idea. Malnati's came through with two more $100 gift cards. Two more $100 gift cards for A Taste of Chicago. If you right now give $100 to the Salvation Army Virtual Kettle. So the next two calls that give $100 or more will get a $100 gift card from Malnati's. Thank you very much, Malnati's. Is that right, Elif? That's the plan?
That's correct. And I just wanted to share that we've surpassed our goal. We're at 35,063 on the website right now.
Oh, the website shows 35,000
plus. All right.
Plus the other 7,000 gets us to 42,000. We're 42,000!
So
I told
Dave
you
was,
we couldn't do it.
Yeah, Dave was almost prophetic.
Don't you hate to say that, Elif?
David has 12 more minutes to go, by the way.
David wants to get to 50,000.
We're getting to 50,000.
Well, you know what it's
going to happen. We need 50,000.
That's the voice of the Salvation Army. Barry Swanson, the divisional commander, has been sitting in our studio this morning, reminding you that it's human trafficking. Let's alleviate that in our world. It's rehabilitation of addicts. It's rehabilitation of people back out of prison now who don't ever want to go back in. Can we give them services? I think the Salvation Army food program is something that all of us can relate to, right? Maybe I haven't had those issues in my world, but I get hungry every day. I would hate to think I couldn't fill that void. Thank you to the Salvation Army for doing that.
Well, this makes such a difference in the lives of, in the real lives of people, to know that there's a community that cares, there's a community that loves, and this is a great part of being in Chicago, and we're just so grateful to be playing our role.
We are on the air here for 6 more minutes, and then we turn it off.
How far away are we? How far?
Sarah, do you have that in front of you? What are you looking at?
35,767.
Okay. 35. So 36,000, say.
With Mike.
Plus another 7, 8 gets you to 36 plus 8 is 44.
Team Hochberg's going to give 5. So now we're at 49.
Oh, is that what you do?
Yeah.
You're the kind of guy who had a silent auction at the last
minute. I'm coming
minute
in over the
in
top. So when you doubt
down.
Me, don't ever doubt me, John Williams. When I say 50, we go 50. So on behalf of Team Hochberg and all the because WGN's been tremendous for Team Hochberg. You've been tremendous. you know, Sarah's been tremendous. Bob Coyne, not so much. But Elif has been great.
Elif's been putting up with
the water. Elif gave me the eye. I didn't know anything about these hockey tickets. What's going on with these hockey tickets? What are you doing with these hockey? I need to know. So because I drove her, you know, I gave her and Sarah a mini
you
stroke
today. You gave her $5,000 worth of grief
today. Well, I know. It's worth the $5,000. So on behalf of Team Hochberg, for all that WGN has done for us and that we've done for the WGN listeners, we would like to. It would be an honor for Team Hochberg to donate $5,000.
All so right, thank that you, gets David. Us to $48,000. If we can get 2,000 more, please. What's the number on your phone right now, there, Sarah?
36,222.
36,2. So then, if we get
nope, it keeps going up. 36,621.
36,6.
So with 10, with Mike and I,
10. That's 46, and then the
Ray.
Other 2 was 46,6. So now we're at 48,6. 48,6.
Mr. Doubter.
We need to get
Please.
To $50,000.
Just in case anybody needs a mortgage or refi out there, call 855-56-DAVID, please.
Or visit 56david.com. Here's the sad thing. I even know the NMLS ID number.
That's right.
I lie in bed at night thinking about that, and that's not a pleasant way to go to sleep.
I can imagine, yeah.
Barry, just before we go here then, on behalf of all of us at WGN Radio, speaking on behalf of the 8 million people in the metropolitan area of Chicago, please pass along our thanks to your staff, the officers, the lay people, the volunteers that work with the Salvation Army, the bell ringers on the street. It was 8 degrees below zero today. And the people that are manning all of the digital team that you have, thank you for the work you guys do 365 days a year.
No, it's our pleasure. It's our honor. And I've really enjoyed this hoo-ha. Thank you.
A holiday hoo-ha, says Barry Swanson, the divisional commander of the Salvation Army. Bob Coyne's been manning our digital team, and he was reading some of the names in the donations, and some of them are small and some of them are large. Remember, if you give $2,000, you go to a Blackhawks game center suite fully loaded with a parking pass to the January 5th game or the December 23rd game, right before Christmas. I say make the donation. Don't tell anybody, and then walk in with your other three friends and surprise them. I think that's the way to do it. Any names or numbers there to share with us, Bob?
Barbara, $50. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara.
John, $100.
Atta boy, John. He might have just got himself that Malnati's gift card then.
Marianne, $102.
That's
thank
another
you.
Gift card.
Anna, $20.
That's
thank
40
you.
Bucks
Bernadette,
thanks to Ray Kaplan.
$102.
That's
thank you very
much. That's a $200
much.
Donation.
And on and on.
That's nicely done, everybody. And by the way, David, you always come in with all of these numbers about the Salvation Army and what they do with this money. I know Barry knows them, but he doesn't say them as loudly or as angrily as you do. But I'm glad to hear that you've kind of done the homework on where the money goes and how much buying power the Salvation Army has.
Yeah, well, basically Mike Lindell from MyPillow and I, we donated 10. Your listeners doubled it. Okay, so essentially what we were able to do was fund 800 family holiday dinner project packages. So 800 families, due to what I did, what Mike did, and what all the WGN listeners did to match it, were able to feed 800 families in the Chicagoland area with the holiday dinner box, which includes chicken or turkey, cranberry sauce, mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, stuffing, green beans, yams, biscuits, cakes, and brownies. So think about that. You're going home. Or you're going to a family's house eating dinner. These folks now have a dinner to have at their house and invite people over to have dinner. So we did a good thing today. All you WGN listeners, way to go. And all the sponsors.
You know
nice
who did
job.
A good job today, too? Warren Peeler. Warren's the guy that's right. manning that mobile kettle and counseling van that the Salvation Army has. He called us in from one of the stops under a viaduct, feeding people soup and juice and offering them hope. That's what the Salvation Army does. Yeah. What's our number now? I hate to keep looking at the clock, but it's 11:55. I have 60 seconds.
$37,107.
$37,100. How much?
What was it? 107.
107 plus the 10 from MyPillow and David Hochberg gets me 47,1. And then the 3,000 from Ray Kaplan.
Oh, look at that. There's
and
50.
That gets us at $50,100.
Oh, Mr. Yeah. And thank you, John Williams. Thank you very much.
You did it again.
No, the WGN listeners did it together. The Ferraris, the Focaccis, and the whoever's going
to...
Ferraro.
All the people with vowels in their
name. Hold on, hold on. We got another?
We keep growing. It's 37636.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. Thank you.
We're going to fade into the distance here. You can keep calling that number, 773-205-3255. You can leave a message, or you can just keep calling. They'll call you back if you want to just leave your number. 773-205-3255. Sarah and Bob, thank you. David You're Hochberg, welcome. God bless you, sir.
Thanks for having me, John.
Thank you. Barry Swanson, keep doing the work you guys are doing at the Salvation
Army. I promise
Army.
We will. Thank you.
Producer Elif Garris, good job.